The word today is salvation. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. The Christian religion is the only one that teaches that the whole man, body, soul, and spirit were created good. And so it is that God sent His Son to save us, body and soul. If we believe in Jesus, we will be in heaven in spirit and in a glorified body. Here with more on this topic is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Salvation.
I'm going to do something today on our broadcast that I haven't done for many, many years. You know, we've been broadcasting now for over 30 years, and I can't recall the last time that I read something to you over the air. As you have probably guessed by now, those of you that are regular listeners, both my son and I prepare our thoughts, and then we speak just off the top of our hearts, so to speak. We don't read manuscripts to you. We know that you'd be able to tell if something's being read, and we don't want you to think that all we're doing is reading to you. We are speaking to you from the bottom of our heart, and as we prepare our messages, we get ready, and then we deliver them just in the same way that we preach, in the same way that we preach at our church on Sunday morning. But I am going to read something to you here. And we've done that before over the past 30 years, read different quotes and so on, but I'm going to read to you something from the Bible, and I suppose maybe we ought to do that more often. I'm sure that many of you listen to this with your Bible in hand. If you're shut-ins or in a hospital or something like that, you have a Bible near you. On the other hand, there are thousands of people all over the world that listen to this broadcast that are probably maybe in an airplane, maybe you're riding in your car, maybe you're on a boat somewhere. Who knows where you're hearing these words? We get comments and letters from people, postcards. I even got one of the sailors, I forget just how they addressed themselves, but they were sailors, going through the Suez Canal. So who knows where you are as you hear these words? So maybe you don't have a Bible handy. Therefore, I'm going to read several verses to you. This is from Titus in the New Testament, Titus chapter 2, verses 11 to 14. I'm going to read those verses to you. So this will sound just as if it's coming straight from the Bible. For the grace of God has appeared for the salvation of all men, training us to renounce irreligion and worldly passions, and to live sober, upright, and godly lives in this world, awaiting our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. I just love that definition of salvation. You know, when people talk about salvation, I suppose they can mean various things, but when my son and I talk about salvation, we are talking about the salvation of God's people. We're talking about the body and the soul, the spirit of each individual person who is being saved from hell, that through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, just as it says here in Titus, our Lord and Savior who died on the cross in our place to take our sins away, has given us the gift of salvation. Now that gift is not merely just the body, and it's not merely just the soul. It's both the body and the soul. Christ died to save us as a complete person, body and soul. Well, the most significant, I'm sure, and the one that almost everyone thinks about first, is our soul, our spirit, that there is a living being inside of our body, and that spiritualness, that spirit, is either controlled by one of two forces, either by God, that's toward the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, God's Son, or through Satan. And Satan controls hell, so to speak. He is going to be the ruler in hell, so to speak, if you can call that ruling. That's devastation and destruction and eternal damnation. Now, either we are serving in our spirit Satan and the world around us, or we are worshiping God and his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who died on the cross for us. When we say God, we're talking about the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, the God that has revealed himself to us in the Holy Scriptures. And when we say salvation, we're talking about the forgiveness of our sins, the fact that God the Father sent his Son Jesus to die on the cross, that he rose from the dead and has returned to be with his Father in heaven and the Holy Spirit, and that Christ will one day come again on Judgment Day here to earth, and that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit will take us to be in heaven with them. That's plural because of the persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but with him, one God, one true God. The three persons are not three gods, but one God. And so we worship the true God. Now, when you talk about salvation and you're talking about your soul being saved, you're talking about the fact that the only thing that could keep you out of heaven is sin. If it weren't for sin, there'd be no need for a Savior. If we could save ourselves, we wouldn't need a Savior. Of course, we can't take our sins away. There's no way we can get rid of a single sin. Even when we try to be good, we still are tainted by sin. And so when we talk about salvation, it's Christ with his own blood suffered on the cross, taking our sins away and removing them completely, not just the sin, but also the guilt. And so salvation is a complete gift of God to everyone who believes in his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, I mentioned at the beginning that it's not just for our soul, not just our spirit, but also our body. In fact, of all the religions of the world, the only religion that teaches that our body is good when it was created by God, and by the way, you can certainly see that when you look at the complexity of our body. Just take a look at the eyeball, for instance, or at our minds, or at the way our body is designed and so on. It's just fantastic. God has created a marvelous body for us to live in. And the body and soul put together is one person, one whole being. And that being is saved by Jesus Christ. Now, one of the beautiful things about salvation when you're talking about the body is that our body will be resurrected from the dead. Our body will be raised a new and glorified body. That means all the imperfections of sin. And just think of all of them. And in fact, any imperfection is caused by sin. All of the physical conditions and all the physical illnesses and all the physical imperfections. Think of all the handicaps. Think of all the difficulties that we have in our physical bodies because of sin being in the world. I'm not saying that a specific sin necessarily caused a specific bodily damage or something. It could be, of course. You can see that rather simply if you're recklessly driving 100 miles an hour down the road, disobeying all the laws, and your car leaves the road and hits a tree, you're going to get crippled up and some broken bones and maybe killed. The facts are that there was a sinful action on your part that caused that and caused that damage. You could put it in simpler terms. Let's say a person is over drinking, and finally they end up with cirrhosis of the liver. And the fact that they have misused liquor and alcohol that way has brought on an illness, has brought on a handicap, a difficulty. And you could just use hundreds of comparisons of things like that, people that are crippled, people that are unable to think clearly, and so on and so on. So when we get to heaven, all of those imperfections and all of those difficulties brought on by the sinful nature, by the fact that we are not perfect here on earth, that sinful nature will be done away with, and our bodies will be raised a glorified body. Now just think of this. Let's say you're minus an arm or a leg here on earth. In heaven, you will have that arm and that leg. Let's say that you're handicapped in some way, or call it anything you want to. You know, some people get upset when you use the word handicap. We know what we're talking about here, though. I'm sure you know what I'm referring to. In heaven, there won't be any handicaps. Let's say you can't run here. Maybe you're paralyzed. You can't run here. Well, in heaven, you'll be able to run. I think that's going to be one of the tremendous joys of salvation that God gives to his people. When someone who has been all their lives in a wheelchair, let's say, and unable to move, unable to be physically active, to be able in heaven to run and jump and to have all of your abilities. Let's say you're an athlete and compare yourself to someone who's crippled and unable to move and so on. In heaven, you will have a perfect body. If you're blind here, in heaven, you'll be able to see. If you're deaf here, well, you wouldn't hear my words then probably, unless someone's going to interpret that for you or sign language it to you. The bottom line is that in heaven, you will have perfect hearing. I just love to think of things like that, because I think God has many, many surprises for us. I think we're going to have such beautiful music in heaven. I just like to think that we will probably not only have 7 or 8 octaves that we can hear, but it might be 50 different octaves. Wouldn't that be fantastic? And all the harmony and all the beauty and all the choruses, you know, think of Handel's Messiah. Think of all of the beautiful music. Think of Bach. You know, think of all these things that we're going to have to listen to with perfect hearing. I just want you to understand that salvation is for you totally, body and soul. God loves you, and he wants you to be in heaven with him forever.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Family. This booklet contains insight into what God intends a family to be. It also explains how to withstand the attacks of the enemy on the family. Request your free copy of Family when you write to us at The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.